What's your current algorithm in terms of first, second, and third line therapy for metastatic disease? And do you think it's going to change after ASCO?
I think that we're all in evolution. It's amazing to me in kidney cancer that we've had probably more drugs approved in this single disease over this short period of time than many other diseases that we've treated in cancer. And the algorithm is also in flux. So I think that in 2007, if we can confirm that the bevacizumab interferon randomized trial shows significant benefit, we will have three drugs in the untreated patient to choose from. We will have sunitinib, temsirolimus, and Avastin or bevacizumab with interferon. My own personal preference, based upon the evidence that I'm aware of, would be in the untreated good and intermediate prognosis, it would be either sunitinib or bevacizumab in combination with interferon. In the intermediate and poor prognosis patient, it would be temsirolimus. And for the selected patient with good end organ function, who's otherwise healthy, looking for a durable remission, high dose interleukin-2.
And what about second line therapy?
Second line therapy, I would reserve for a different pathway. So if a person received sunitinib and progressed, I would consider an agent like temsirolimus. If a person progressed on temsirolimus, I would consider agents that inhibit the VEGF pathway, like bevacizumab, sorafenib, or sunitinib. And it's my belief that what the oncology community is going to have to demonstrate is that what should be the second line therapy after frontline failure is going to have to be determined in the context of prospective clinical trials. What the practicing oncologist has to do right now is understand that we're not yet there. We won't see real clear direction at ASCO 2007, but those trials are currently recruiting patients and assessing what should be the second line therapy.
What do we know about responses to second line, and particularly what do we know about if you go from sunitinib to sorafenib or vice versa?
Right. So what we know is that when you go to second line therapy, there are anecdotal evidence from clinical trials as well as personal experience that these drugs are not entirely cross-resistant. So you can see sorafenib responses in prior sunitinib failures and sunitinib responses in prior sorafenib failures. There is also a trial with a drug called RAD001 from Novartis, which is a second-line trial of an mTOR inhibitor compared to placebo in TKI failures. The problem for the practicing oncologist is we're having difficulty defining what a TKI failure is, or an angiogenesis failure, because many of these patients respond to the drug and then slowly progress. Some of these patients never respond to the drug, and we don't yet understand what the resistance mechanisms are to overcoming angiogenesis inhibition.